blown past the top of the hour, but why not? I have the power to do that. I just push the button. Some noisy stuff there. Marcus Hook Roll Band stars off of Natural Man, single from early 70s. And again, I thank Greg Schaffer making sure I know about that. He might have even sent that to me because I noticed it's a promo. Buzzcocks, their fabulous single Harmony in My Head.
Yay, Steve Diggle.
Yes. I've watched some of those, the P. Shelley tribute show they did, I guess.
By Albert Hall, yeah.
Yeah, with Peter Parrott.
Dave Vanian and Captain Sensible and Paulie and Marie from Penetration. And a nice group of people singing in Pete's place.
Yeah, yeah. That sounded nice. Heard T-Rex in there, a single version of Telegram Sam. There's a point when I thought T-Rex and Slade were about as good as it got, and hoovered up all those singles. I have quite a few English singles, probably not all of them. One of the customers at the shop I worked at, who would come and buy T-Rex singles, has done well for himself, Mr. Scott McCoy.
Oh, well, there you go.
He used to come in and say, "What's new?" And I'd say, "Here, I got this one. It's Mata Hoopoe single with the B-side. Do you need it?" And of course he did.
Young, fresh fella is extraordinaire.
Yeah. You didn't see the shows, any of the minus five shows they just did on the East Coast, did you? They did the Wilco Solid Sound Festival and some others.
Couldn't make them. Mm. Perils of being a parent.
Yeah, I would have liked to have gotten out to one of those. Tempting. And they sort of zigzagged back across the country doing house concerts, and I tried to get them to come up this way, and I think they ended up in Salt Lake City, and there's tickets left. Was it last Saturday? Two Saturdays ago, and there was a big temptation. Like I say, how we used to jump in the car and drive. It's only 7 hours to Salt Lake City from here. Right. Could have made it.
Well, we did ask the Young Fresh Fellows to play at our wedding.
Yeah. I think I asked them too, but they didn't get the message. And Jim Sangster Warmer said, everybody we've played for at their wedding has broken up.
Oh, so that's why my wife and I are still married. We had Ken Stringfellow instead.
Well, that's not half bad.
Ken, you're untarnished.
Okay, I got to do this business here. Let me take a deep breath because I got a lot of words. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM. KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM. With translators K246 BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM. K20 BX, Livingston at 89.5 FM. K296 EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM. K213 AU, Big Timber at 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. Now, do you think all those people who liked our promo posts on Facebook are dialed in?
I think indubitably.
Okay, good. Hi to all of you. Too many names to mention. But
Jason Doherty and Walt Neal come to mind.
Yeah, Walt Neal, yes, and a bunch of others. I bet Scott Sutherland is out in Seattle listening. He usually checks in.
Plus you archive it. So yeah. we'll just say we mentioned their names.
Yes. The general underwriters today include the Real Food Market in Delhi, a locally owned natural food store featuring fresh, local, and organic foods located at 1096 Helena Avenue on Facebook at Real Food Store. Blacksmith Italian, making fine Italian food using traditional family recipes and fresh Montana ingredients. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Tuesday through Friday for lunch. Located at 290 West Helena, West Kagi, across from the Museum of the Rockies. Phone 577-2585 for reservations or blacksmithitalian.com. On-site energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com or by phone 405-456-551-6135. Okay, that's a bunch. That's a whole bunch of things, but we can continue. I'm going to play one. I got a set here lined up, and then Jack's going to take over the programming for a bit and talk about some new records. This is a pretty new one. It came out last year. It's one you didn't know, but it's their second album, and I think they're working on another one. They're the On and Ons, Clive Bramley from the Hoodoo Gurus, and these guys are good. I really like these records a lot, and I've played them a lot. And Clyde Bramley is a big supporter of this show.
And this is a new record.
It's from the last year. That new.
New enough, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about what happened in the last year since I last talked to you. Okay, here we go.
about somebody else.
Thank you.
vocal noise.
Bravo. Bravo. Excellent band.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Kels Cook, our own Kels Cook singing that song. I gave him the words. He wrote a couple, though. They did a good job with it.
Bravo, Donovan's Brain.
Dennis Tech plays guitar on that.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I knew, you know, I said 13th floor elevator, and he said, I'm there.
Very good.
Played some Australian-related stuff. There's a thread through there. Start off with the On and Ons from their most recent album, Welcome Aboard. You heard Runabout. And I hope they do another one. I think they're continuing on as a trio. They lost a guitar player, but Clyde was saying they're going to start doing something. Celebrate Rifles from Platters de Jour. You heard Summer Holiday Blues. You saw the Celebrate Rifles.
I did. I was there when they recorded their live album at CBGB. Yeah. Saw them 3 or 4 times.
Oh, wow. I did see Ken Steedman here with Dennis Tech, but that's as close as I've gotten.
He was usually wearing like a Superman costume.
I've heard about that, about him. I've heard some good stories. I'll tell you when we're not on the radio. We heard Radio Birdman themselves from the Live in Texas album. Covering The Who.
Wow, what a great song to cover, too.
That's from the 2007 tour. And it's hoped there'll be another Birdman album. Dennis said he has this music written. It's just up to Rob Younger taking it up and finishing it.
The two of them are like pizza and beer.
Yeah. Yes, they do go together. I heard the Dogs from France, from Rouen, France. And the connection there is Dennis Tech's wife, Anne, is good friends with those guys. She's from the same town and our same area, and Anne was big champions of them back then. So ties together. When she was surprised that I had all their records.
Now we were talking about the Dogs and Les Thugs being my two favorite French bands of the 90s.
Yeah, the Dogs. Their prime stuff was their earlier things, the 80s, but man, they were good.
And the other bands called Dogs were really good too. I saw the one from Michigan after they moved to Los Angeles. And I think there was an English one, too, that was good.
Yes. You just have to look carefully when you buy records by the Dogs.
There was no internet back then. No Google.
Yeah. And you heard The Moodists. That's Dave Graney and Claire Moore. A nice album I picked up called Thirsty's Calling. I heard Frankie's Negative. Great band. They perform as Dave Graney and the Misty now. But there's all kinds of other. There's the Coral Snakes and a few other bands they've had. Really interesting guy. I've chatted with him a few times, and Claire Moore was the drummer who's played on one of our records, which I was really thrilled to get her to do. I said, "Hey, Claire, I saw a picture of you playing vibes. Can you do that for me?" He said, "No sweat. Just send the song."
You'll have to know more about Australian underground rock of the last 40 years than anybody else in this entire state. I did see the Moodists as well at Danceteria. I was really hungry for Australian music in the mid-80s. Every time the Go-Betweens would come over or the Hoodoo Gurus or Celebrate Rifles, any of those groups, I'd trot out to see them, hard-ons.
Yeah, I probably would have if I were there. And when I was in Australia, I tried to see some music and buy as many records as I could. It wasn't that easy. You don't find that stuff around like you think.
And, so many of them never came over here. I think we had to wait till 1989 to ever get a look at Ed Cooper, for example.
Yeah.
And he'd been making records for like 13, 14 years by then.
Yeah.
Same thing with Chris Bailey. He didn't come over till 86, 87.
Oh. Okay. Let me take care of some biz in one fell swoop, and then we can look at some new music.
The Yellowstone Gateway Museum invites you to take a stroll through Livingston history, both high and low. Through September, the museum will conduct 2 guided tours a week. On Tuesdays at 1 p.m., it's a visit to the West Side Historic District, home of the city's movers and shakers. And on Thursdays at 5:30 p.m., the historical focus shifts to the bars and brothels that gave Livingston its lively legacy. Each tour takes an hour and a half, and tickets are available at eventbrite.com or on the tour. There's more information at 222-4184 or online at yellowstonegatewaymuseum.org.
And this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room in the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway. Open 7 days a week. And it says with Fall of Your Nose Barbecue next door, but sadly, that's not the case anymore. They had to pack up and leave due to staffing issues. Nobody wants to work in this town, or everybody already has a job. And we lost our wonderful barbecue place. Sad, sad, sad news. They've been gone for a week now. Just devastating.
Well, at least we have the Bozone.
Yes.
We'll be paying a visit later today.
And they're big fans of KGLT. I know that. So I talk to them every time I go in there.
I hope they've saved some amber ale for me. Or a scotch ale.
I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay.
It won't be sold out.
No. Not usually. Not the majors, anyway. Some of the fancy ones come and go, but that's the intent. We're lucky. Bozeman has eight breweries now, I think, seven or eight, and more coming.
Wow.
So fresh beer has just spoiled me.
And it costs half as much as it does when I order one in Brooklyn.
Yeah, big city beer is expensive. We found out. Okay, new music. Your first one up was a new Bob Mould album.
Yes, they're on the cover of our new issue of Big Takeover, issue 84. I've known Bob since 83, so talk about your comfortable interview.
Yeah.
He actually hired me once to run his label, and then the label fell through. So.
And
he put out my band Springhouse's first single, too.
Oh.
So a lot of disclaimers there, but I was a gigantic fan of his before I ever met him. So.
And they played right over there.
Bob Mould Band?
No, Husker
Du. Oh, Husker Du. Wow. Yeah, in Bozeman?
Yes.
Boy, that SST aesthetic. Play everywhere.
Yeah, and they hung out around town for a couple of days. People spot them around the bookstores and stuff. And they hung after the gig. They hung out and talked. I chatted with Bob Mould for about 5 minutes. And
Bob and Grant and Greg were always super nice.
Yeah, seemed like it.
No roadies, set up their gear themselves. You know, that's why I knew they weren't long for this world. That kind of touring would get on your nerves to start with.
Well, I think they were on Warner's by then, so I think they might have had help because they did escort a stage diver out of the gig.
That's enough to break up any band.
Yeah. Okay, let's check this out. It's called Sunshine Rock, the album, and that song is?
This is another incredible Bob Mould song, 40 years of them. It's called Irrational Poison.
watched him in the street. Ever trying to hand me something else. We carry all we can and lie about the pain. Bring it back inside and out of range.
Wow, that is good. I need that record.
I was telling you, my number one album of last year.
The Aints, Ed Cooper from the Saints.
Yeah.
As the Aints. I think I have one Aints record, but it's pretty old.
It was a totally different lineup that made the Aints records and a totally different mission. That was just kind of because he was ticked off at Chris Bailey way back when.
Well, are they still mad at each other?
No, they buried the hatchet many times since and have performed on each other's records since and reunited the original Saints few times since.
Wow.
I think the original Aints were from like the early 90s, so it's been a long time. And this is a totally different lineup than that version. And it does, in fact, I think last time it was with Kent Steedman, who we mentioned before. Yeah. And now he has ex-Sunny Boys bassist Peter Oxley and a couple of other guys to make this. And he was making an entire album of songs that the Saints didn't record from 73 to 78 that he'd originally written years ago. So it's much like a fourth Saints album of the original band with Ed Cooper and as guitar player.
Wow. Is that out in the States?
No, it was on ABC Australia.
Oh, okay. I'll track it down.
Double 12-inch or double CD.
Okay. I'll look that up.
They have a new EP now, too, and I've just asked them to send me one, so I'm dying to hear that.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, Saints, they were awfully good, weren't they?
Oh, boy. I just wish that lineup had come out in America.
Yes.
Sire wouldn't pay for it.
Yeah.
Cheapskates.
Start off with Bob Mould, brand new. That was good. Once we got the right track going, the other one sounded good too.
Yeah, again, both the Ants record and Bob Mould record, it doesn't matter what song you pick.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Just incredible albums.
Yeah, good. I'm going to have to get that. It's called the Sunshine Rock. Sort of terrible cover, though.
I think the Ants cover is better.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen that. And we're at Ride, a band I know you really like. And we've played on the show when you've come up before. And that's a brand new record set, isn't out yet?
Yeah, that album's not out yet, but they've leaked two singles off it so far. Uh-huh. And that's the second album they've put together since they came back with all four original members.
Ah.
So I think these two albums are actually better than that album they left off with, which was kind of a disaster. Hmm. It's a nice reworking of the end page of the book.
Ah, that's good. I like that a lot. I was one of those bands, that and that. Oh. A Canadian band you like a lot.
Young Canadians?
No.
Nils?
A band that's around for a long time.
Sloan. Yeah.
Both those bands, I say, I got to get all their records, and it's just overwhelming to me. I hear them and think, oh, they're great.
Oh, Sloan, nicely, you can start with their new stuff and work backwards, which is not true of every band that's been around 25 years and at least a dozen albums.
Okay, yeah. So there's always something I'm hearing. But Sebado, I know who they are.
They played here, right?
Yeah, they played at the fairgrounds. And they sat in their van before they played and smoked dope.
Nasty boys.
You wouldn't think that about those guys.
And Dinosaur played here too, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They played at the old Sundance Saloon.
Lou Barlow has not got nothing against Montana.
No. Dinosaur was loud. Maybe one of the loudest shows I've ever seen.
The two words are always synonymous, yes. Yeah. You should have seen them back before they were popular and there was nobody there.
Oh.
They didn't play any less loud. There was just nothing to soak up the sound.
Oh, okay. Let's take a quick break here. Do this.
Lone Peak Physical Therapy presents the second annual Big Sky Biggie, August 23rd and 24th in Big Sky. The Big Sky Biggie is a 50 and 30 mile mountain bike race in Big Sky. There is also a short track event on Friday night with categories for kids, juniors, and adults. Kids race free. Entry includes a post-race meal, t-shirt, finisher's pint glass, beer, and an award ceremony with a cash prize. Proceeds benefit the Big Sky Trails organization. Information and registration online at BigSkyBiggie.com. The Big Sky Biggie Mountain Bike Race, August 23rd and 24th at Big Sky's Meadow Village.
I just got a call from Derek Leonard. He said they switched on the Big Sky translator today. Yeah, I don't know if that's official word or not, but probably in test mode. But if you're in Big Sky, hello. Long time. Okay. We hope to make that a big part of the KGLT listening audience in the future, starting today. And starting today, I'm going to play something. Favorite album came out towards the end of the last year and did really well. Grouped together four bands, doing three songs. Each band did the songs by the other three bands. This is Rain Parade.
begun. We live high, and you look towards the sun.